through stories from around the world. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week has focused on the northeastern towns of Ripoll and Manilu. Police set up numerous roadblocks hoping to capture a 22-year-old Moroccan man whom they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. On Sunday, Spanish police told reporters they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspects in Thursday's attack. Enough materials, says a local police chief, were found to carry out one or more attacks in Barcelona, revealing that traces of an explosive had been found. Police already have four people in custody whom they believe are connected to the attacks. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong Sunday to protest the sentencing of three democracy activists who led the 2014 Umbrella Movement. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow were sentenced to 6 to 8 months Thursday for their role in the Umbrella Movement rallies, months-long demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. Their sentence was met with outrage from civil rights groups and activists who joined civilians in the march Sunday from the district of Wan Chai to the Court of Final Appeal to protest the jail terms. Activist and marcher Liang Kwok Kung.
Young activists, they are going to jail for the purpose that the majority of the Hong Kong people do support and will support.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he is satisfied with the process that the Trump administration went through to create its new strategy for Afghanistan, but he declined to provide details. He spoke to reporters on Sunday in Amman, Jordan.
I'm very comfortable that the strategic process was sufficiently rigorous and did not go in with a preset condition in terms of what questions could be asked or what decisions would be made.
President Trump is to make an address to the nation on Monday to disclose that Afghanistan strategy. A preliminary United Nations probe has concluded that Taliban insurgents and local self-proclaimed Islamic State militants jointly killed at least 36 people in a village in northern Afghanistan earlier this month. The massacre happened between August 3rd and 5th, shortly after insurgents overran the mainly Shiite Muslim village of Mirza Olang. The village lives in Sar-e-Pul, the village lies, that is, in Sar-e-Pul province, and Afghan officials at the time put the death toll at more than 50. Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home Sunday from South Africa, where she'd been accused of assaulting a model. South Africa's international relations minister granted the First Lady diplomatic immunity Sunday, negating a red alert that had been issued at the South African border to prevent her from leaving the country. She landed in Harare with her husband, 93-year-old President Mugabe, on Sunday. Last Sunday, a woman who claims that Grace Mugabe attacked her posted details of her ordeal on Twitter.